Building on the success of their inaugural Relay for Life Cancer Research fundraiser in 2023, St. Mary's College students, teachers and cancer survivors held their second annual Relay at the high school's track on Second Line East Friday. Six cancer survivors, all with links to SMC, began the Relay with a survivor's lap around the track, followed and cheered on by SMC students. Survivors included Abby DiDonato, Stephanie Parniak, Laura Sarlo, Tricia LeBlanc, Michaela Kresick and AJ Carbone. Carbone, an SMCGR 9 student, is the younger sibling of SMCGR 12 student Tori Carbone, SMC Relay for Life Committee co-chair. DiDonato, a member of the SMC Alumni Committee, delivered a moving and inspiring opening address. In 2005 I had thyroid cancer and I had my thyroid removed. In 2013 I had stomach cancer and in 2014 I had a tumor on my spinal cord. I had surgery in Sudbury and the surgery appeared to go well, but once I started rehab, after about 2 weeks using a walker the first started to get weaker and weaker and eventually I wasn't able to walk anymore by April 2014, DiDonato said, speaking of his ordeal. It's been tough. I have lingering effects. I fight every day. I encourage every one of you to support cancer research, DiDonato said from his wheelchair. Students are young, but you all know people who have had cancer. I want to congratulate all the cancer survivors for being here. It's very tough. It's easy to lose confidence and give up, but you have to fight. I don't want to say this, but if any one of you guys encounter a situation where you're being treated for cancer, don't give up. Fight, 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 DiDonato told SMC students. The relay began at 11:30 a.m. on Friday and was anticipated to last until 11 p.m. SMC Student Council, with the support of teachers, organized and held the high school's first Relay for Life at the school's track with a goal of raising $20,000 in June 2023. Thanks to donations from students, teachers and staff, the broader community and local businesses, they quickly surpassed their goal and raised $35,000 to present to the Canadian Cancer Society. Based on last year's success, SMC wants to match that total but is optimistically hoping to raise $45,000 for the school's second Relay for Life. Our main goal for this year was to beat what we raised last year and we have done that so far, said Abby Wing, SMCGR 12 student and Relay for Life committee co-chair in an interview with Sue Today. Wing estimated $32,000 had been raised as of Friday morning. The committee has until the end of June to raise more funds, and perhaps reach $45,000, to present to the Canadian Cancer Society for Cancer Research. Huron Superior Catholic District School Board Elementary Schools across the city joined SMC in its fundraising efforts over the past few months and Wing said those funds will be collected over the next 2 weeks. Over 300 HSCDSBGR 8 students were scheduled to join approximately 200 SMC students to take part in this year's relay beginning at 12 p.m. Wing said there would be themed laps, a slip and slide and, for willing volunteers, a dunking booth and pie-in-the-face activities Friday. Prizes donated from local businesses were available. We're excited, said SMC teacher and Relay for Life committee member Shannon Sarlo. The weather cooperated and our committee has done so much work leading up to this event. We've had fundraisers that have gone on leading up to this for the past couple of months. We're very fortunate that we have survivors taking part. My mother-in-law, Laura Sarlo, is here and she is a cancer survivor. We have lots of connections and that's why this is so meaningful. Everybody on our committee is connected to somebody who is either going through or has had cancer. It's a cause that's really close to our hearts, Sarlo told Sue Today.